Hello, everybody, and welcome to 2021 and back to the Magic Vibes podcast by me, your host, Kelsey J. Patel. This is a weekly healing podcast show with tools and techniques from me and my community of wellness experts to bring you, you dear beloved you, a sense of peace, belonging, and honest connection to life and your powerful magic. I cannot wait to share the magic vibes with you. You guys, welcome to 2021. How are you feeling? What is happening for you? I'm very thrilled about today's episode with one of my dearest friends, Christine McGuan, who has been on the podcast before. She's doing a whole conversation. We talk about 2021 astrology. There is a really deep, amazing, holy, powerful blast you with energy healing at the end that Christine shares, a little prayer and blessing for this new year. And we talk also a bit about my very exciting announcement that came on December 31st of 2020. I had to squeeze it in before the end of the year, which is I launched a new app. It is called Pure Joy, the Pure Joy app. It is so freaking exciting. It is an entire all-in-one app for mind, body, and spirit. So right now on the app, there are tons of meditations. There's Reiki healing, there's sound healing, there's EFT. We have workouts coming. We have more sound healing. We have a monthly tarot card reading. We have Christine doing a monthly astrology reading. So for your sign, your sun sign, and for your rising sign, there is also a forecast for 2021 that goes into a bit more detail. All on the app, you get your first week for free. And then after that, it's $12.99 a month or $108.99 for the year. And everything is in the show notes. I know so many of you guys have already downloaded it. There's New Year meditations that you can tap into as well. There's a clearing for 2020 to welcome the new year. So you can also do that. There's new moon and full moon rituals on it. Basically, everything I've always wanted to have for myself, and it's all in one. So you can get your movement practices on, your meditation practices, your Reiki healing, your astrology, reading energy, just everything. There's animal chakra clearings coming for every chakra. Like, I can't even tell you guys, it's amazing. And I'm so proud of it. I'm so excited about it. And I'm so happy to be able to offer it in this new year, to be able to connect with you guys and really share practices together that are both micro and macro. So 3 to 5 minute practices to like 20 plus, 30 minute plus practices. So I hope you guys check it out. I hope you at least go in and receive the free week and see if it's something that is a fit for you, that vibes with you and your lifestyle. And I'm so grateful to those of you that have written me already about the app. I am thrilled. I have had many days of tears in my eyes with your words, and I just thank you, thank you. And in today's episode with Christine, we are going to dive right in. I hope you guys enjoy this. I'm so excited, so thrilled and honored to share this podcast and to be a part of your week. As you guys know, I express that all the time. I do this podcast as my own labor of love. Nobody pays me to do it. No advertisers pay me. I pay out of my own pocket to my production team to produce this podcast as a way that we can all connect and share and create this offering in the world. So I'm so thrilled and I'm so thankful for all of you for being here. And I hope you enjoy this week's episode as we kick off 2021. Well, hello, my dear friend. Welcome back to the Magic Vibes podcast.
Hello, my love. I'm so excited to be here, opening up the year with you.
Opening up the portal for 2021. I just say, I have this weird feeling, and I don't mean to be like a buster of like bad news for anyone out there, because like, cheers, new year, fuck yeah, 2020's over, all the things. But I woke up on January 1st with this energy of like, oh my, like Lord, give me strength, I think, for 2021. It was just like so not the energy of like,
I feel you.
Oh, new year, new day. It was like, oh my goodness. That was the vibe. And then for the first like several days of the new year, Heather and I were chatting about it too. By the way, for everyone listening, Christine and Heather and I, if you haven't heard, Heather's been on the podcast. Christine's been on, like, these are my two best friends in LA. So I'll refer to us very casually. But Heather and I were texting too. And like, we were having these nights of sleep that were like so dead asleep, Christine. Like, you couldn't have woken me up any earlier than the time that I woke up if you told me my house was on fire. It was
amazing.
That deep, deep sleep. And I feel like it was that portal of getting the chi, getting us ready, taking rest for the reserves that we're going to have to tap into in 2021. You know?
I totally agree. Yeah, it certainly wasn't like a pop the champagne and like, let's move into like the fun or the new energy of the year. I mean, there's so much like potent stuff coming and it's all beautiful and it's all opening and awakening and new beginnings. But yeah, it certainly, I mean, to me as well, feels like, okay, let's get to work.
I mean, my gosh, the day that we're recording this, the US Capitol was stormed. And I used to work on Capitol Hill in...
You're the first person I thought of.
Right? I was like, yes. Oh my God, I have friends that still work on Capitol Hill. And that to me was just kind of confirmation of what I think this year is going to bring. So without further ado, this episode is intended to be an insight and a forecast to 2021 from an astrological perspective. And as I shared earlier in the introduction, Christine is on the Pure Joy app. So she has an even more detailed description and something to kind of just, I like to sometimes when I'm in the midst of having a troublesome month or a week to give myself perspective. So I'll often go back to a recording I did with an astrologer or something that I know was like an annual energetic forecast or numerology, just to remind myself that it's not isolated to just me. There's a larger picture at play. So that on the app, and obviously this episode is something I recommend sort of just flagging and keeping for yourself as you listen to what Christine's going to share so that you can have some perspective as you navigate the year and all of its beautiful challenges and energies and upgrades as we go through it together.
Yeah, I love that. I like to think of those as kind of anchor points.
Yes.
You know, when you can reference back to a reading or, you know, whatever that might be. It's an anchor point. It's something that, you know, and from my perspective, oh, it's going to be a fun year. That's for sure. But I'm where to jump in.
Such an astrologer view of like, yes, it's going to be crazy.
Let's go.
So exciting.
But I am so excited to be a part of the app. This is, I mean, just... Kelsey, we got to take like 1 second here and just say, for you to end the year last year with this announcement, and after all of the energy and the love that you poured into the creation of this app, and all of the incredible people, I mean, I'm so honored to be part of the group, but all these incredible people that you've brought together with these powerful teachings. I just want to take a moment and honor that for you and just say that I'm so happy to be a part of it.
Thank you so much. It's crazy. When we talked about it, you know, I asked all these people, like certain people that would just come to me intuitively, obviously you and Heather being some of those people. I'm not shitting you, Christine. Every person that I asked, like responded right away or like, was like immediately yes, like didn't even question
obviously.
Anything. They just were like, yes, of course, yes, yes, yes. And there's one person I haven't heard back from, but I know it's because she launched a book. But literally every other person was like 100% hands down, whatever you want, whatever you need. If you're creating it, like I'm part of it.
Yeah.
And that I think was part of the most humbling part in the journey was putting out these asks to people of like, I'm creating this crazy wild thing and like, it's going to be so different and I don't know how it's going to go and what's going to happen. But like, if you want to join it, I'd love to have your energy and vibe in it. And that was just so magnificent. And by the way, I just found out today from the team that there's been over like 600 plus downloads of the app, which I was like, I hope 100 people want to join. And it's just continuous.
Oh, sister, it is just getting started. Side note, if you looked at Kelsey's astrological chart, it is all over that thing.
So. Oh my God, I feel it. Yeah. It's so exciting. Thank you, my beautiful sister. I am going to pass it over to you now so you can launch us into 2021 with your astrological forecast and just, I mean, do what you do. Share whatever you feel like, whatever you want.
Sure. Yeah. So exciting. You know, I suppose I'll start with, we have left behind a year that will probably be, you know, at the very least, one of the most significant markers in our lifetimes and in this collective human journey. You know, I think it'll be some time until we can even really like assess the reach, the impact of, or even like make sense of the events of that, of what everything that happened in 2020. But we start off this new year on, let's call it like a high, from this incredibly powerful opening that happened on solstice, December 21st. It was a time that truly represented like a tipping point of the frequencies that we were dancing with last year. It was called the Great Conjunction. The news of the Great Conjunction, not only did we speak about it on the last podcast when I was on, but I think, you know, Kelsey, you referenced it so beautifully in a message to your community when you called upon everybody to take a moment to make a wish, which I love. That was such a beautiful, beautiful suggestion. But yeah, it seemed like everybody was talking about it well beyond the astrology community. But essentially what happened there is Jupiter and Saturn moved away from the intensity of this tight conjunction in Capricorn, and they moved into Aquarius. They moved into this zero point of Aquarius, the beginning point. And Aquarius is the sign of humanity. It's revolution. It's the collective consciousness. It's freedom of spirit. So all the themes that this like big event brought up, it's all about growth and new beginnings. And this opportunity that this conjunction presented us is this like, I mean, all I can describe it as is like this potent opening of the energy. And it's really Jupiter, the planet of expansion, harmonizing with Saturn, which really helps us create structure, set goals, you know, activate things within our lives. So we ended the year with that frequency, and now we're starting into 2021. And I mean, I have to say, we were saying in the beginning here, it's like we are going right into it. It's those themes that we dealt with in the past year, this kind of like transformation, rebirth cycle, it's going to continue. I mean, we had, you know, Pluto, the planet of transformation, really called us into this like descent into this kind of collective underworld, really to these like hard to see, hard to confront places. But it happened for a reason. And it was really this like transmutation of energies no longer serving us. And that's going to continue. So that's certainly a theme going through the next year. So I'll say, you know, while this restructuring is far from over, we now have Jupiter with Saturn in that sign of Aquarius. So there's this seeding of a new consciousness. We'll continue to see a rise of these Aquarian themes. So again, this is service to humanity. It's the collective consciousness. It's innovation, and it's also revolution. I mean, my goodness, with just even like the news of seeing what's happened today, I mean, we're just starting to see these kind of revolutionary uprisings, this revolution within ourselves, and it's within groups as well. But Aquarius is also the domain of technological innovation. So we are likely going to see some incredible advancements there. I'll say too, talking about Jupiter a bit. So Jupiter will be transitioning through Aquarius through the whole year, with the exception of a small period of time, it's about 2 months in the summertime, when Jupiter retrogrades back into Pisces. So do pay attention, and I'll certainly be talking about this in my monthly readings on the app. It'll be pretty exciting to see what's happening with people around this time, because this is kind of like this May through July timeframe where we might see some really powerful healing themes. So we might actually be able to access this like Piscean, like deeper connection to a dream that we have for the future. So we'll get to see that in the summertime. I would say most astrologers, what people are really talking about is that we're going to have this series of square aspects. And the squares are going to be happening between Uranus and Saturn. And this really represents a turning point for our culture. They make three squares throughout the year. I think it's mid-February, June, and then the third one's on Christmas Eve. But the square aspect, think of this as just like two planets being at a certain point in the sky. But in that square aspect, it's a pressure aspect. It demands action. It demands integration of the energies of the planets. And these are our slow-moving, significantly impactful planets. So there's Saturn in a pressure aspect to this like awakening, liberation, change energy that is Uranus. So it's interesting when we look back, because typically we can see Saturn, when it has moved in through Aquarius in the past, we see social change. Like Saturn in Aquarius in the 60s marked the civil rights movement. And so now we're even seeing that like change aspect of Uranus coming in throughout this year in these different like dances that they'll do through the year that make that change just that much more pressing. I'll also add Uranus, that planet of changes in Taurus. Taurus is our resources and our values. So this is all about changing our understanding of what we value, our economics, our financial systems. And it's basically that like refinement of really like what matters to us and where do we place our value. I would say, you know, there's so much more to add there, but it's going to be really fun for me. I'll be doing monthly readings on the app. And so basically what I'll be doing is I'll be doing a rising sign reading. So you can also read for your sun sign, but if you want to read for your rising sign, it might just be like that much more personal. And I will say 2020 had the big events, but 2021 is really more about the integration of the events. It's making it that much more personal. And it's just this ongoing unfolding of truly like, what does all of this mean to us personally? And then, I mean, I would say the ultimate question is like, what do we really want to create for the future?
I love all of that. And I question for someone listening, how can we approach this year in a way that we, you know, as these things come through, these bigger astrological movements, you know, and the integration, as you said, which I think is a great word, it also just feels like we have to start over, like start fresh, not even start over. It's like wherever you are right now in your life, you have to give yourself this permission to invite new eyes, new thought patterns, new blank canvas to write out and draft out. You know, that's obviously people say in the new year, new intent, new goals, new intention setting, blah, blah, blah. And then the year happens and it might take you on a whole different ride than what you had as an intention. So what would you say, or what would your advice be to people as we're navigating this new year, since you can see through some of the plays that are being made through astrology, to help people keep that sort of looseness, connection to that loose connection, I should say, to their intentions or goals, and be able to create the change and transformation for themselves that comes with the changes we're going to see this year?
Oh, I love this question. It's anchoring and it's connecting to a dream for yourself for the future, a dream for the role that you want to play in this new world, in this new unfolding, in the new beginnings. But also, I think that there's something so important to stress here, and that it's something that's really not comfortable for us, but it's fluidity with change, because we're going to keep seeing it. And the dream that we might have today in the first week of January could be completely revised throughout the year multiple times. And so while I think it's important to connect back to that, I think it's also important to just connect to yourself in any given moment as things are changing. I mean, we have some wild frequency shifts coming this year, but it's connecting to yourself in the moment. And this is just really, if you look at it from this perspective of it's empowering, like allow yourself to be empowered to respond in the moment and to be fluid with change.
So give me a breakdown of like, maybe it's not monthly. I know you said that there's the three things. You and I speak very different languages and we always joke about this. So the three things are squaring in February, June, and Christmas Eve. Yes. And what else is there? Like, you know, from a, I know we talked, it's an energy of humanity. It's the energy of technology coming through. But like, give us some more basic baselines to navigate and scroll through the year with, because I know for myself personally, it's like, okay, I like to connect with my dreams and my desires. And then I also like to sometimes play the reality of what is the energy of this year. So I'm also not trying to push up a boulder up the hill when like there's a trolley going up the hill in a few months versus the month that I'm trying to force it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, of course. And I mean, I think, so we're going to have these big, like collective energy events, like what I'm saying with Uranus and Saturn and the squares and everything that's happening there. That's really like, these are outer planets. These are like the really slow moving planets that affect generations, that affect, you know, our kind of like the collective consciousness, the world at large. But of course, everybody's going to be going through their own, you know, personal transits throughout the year too. We'll certainly see retrogrades of different planets. We'll end the year with a Venus retrograde, and retrograde just kind of high level is this like apparent kind of change in movement of a planet. But from the like perspective of how that actually affects you is it brings stuff home. It brings things kind of into more of like this integration, personal, you know, very personal journey. But anyway, so, you know, we'll see Venus at the end of the year going retrograde, which might bring up, you know, past loves or just a reevaluation or a reassessment of what we enjoy and where we find beauty and where we find love. We'll certainly experience Mercury retrogrades throughout the year. I think that's probably the one retrograde that we're all like the most familiar with. But we'll experience three of those throughout the year. So there will be these transits of the more kind of fast moving planets too. But when I reference that, like Uranus and Saturn, those are, that's kind of like this big dominant theme that's carrying us through the year. From like a zodiac perspective, we really had Capricorn highlighted in 2020. And Capricorn is like our structures, it's our society, it's our hard work. And then when I reference Aquarius for 2021, we have so many planets that are just like plowing into Aquarius. They've already started, obviously, with Jupiter and Saturn. But all of these planets are going to have these different dances in that sign of Aquarius, again, sign of the collective, sign of humanity, sign of technology. But yeah, come February, we're seeing a pile up in that sign. So that's why that Aquarian energy is so strong and so dominant in 2021. And I'll have to add there, I'm, you know, 9 months pregnant with a soon to be pile up of Aquarius planets, baby.
Yeah, no kidding.
We have that to look forward to as well.
So talk to me. I see every night when I am looking up at the stars, I see Mars. Talk to me about Mars as a planet. And then I have another tidbit I want to share because I think it's something so just phenomenally empowering. But please, can you talk to me a little bit about what is happening with Mars?
Yes, absolutely. I love that you asked that because it's the 6th. We're recording this on the 6th and Mars is literally, as we speak, moving into a new sign. Mm. So it's a very powerful time for that question. And I believe the last time that we recorded the podcast, Mars was like just moving into a retrograde motion. So Mars itself is the planet of action. It's the warrior. In its highest octave form, it's the spiritual warrior. But Mars really shows us how and where we take action based on what matters to us. So Mars typically moves through signs and through the zodiac quite quickly. It spent 6 months of the year last year in the home sign of Aries, and a lot of that time was in retrograde, and which caused this, and we talked about it a bit before, but it's caused this kind of very personal, again, retrogrades kind of pull things inward, but it caused a bit of like a stagnation of energy. And Mars has already moved direct, but now Mars moves into Taurus. So Mars is literally today. Mars is moving out of Aries.
Wait, how funny. And I'm talking about it right now.
I know. It's perfect. Of course. Out of its home sign of Aries and into Taurus. So Mars wants to act. Mars wants to move. Mars wants to create things and not necessarily creation, but like go out and do. And in Taurus, Taurus is a bit more like slow and steady. So it will be interesting to see as Mars moves through Taurus, the energy that we play with there. Of course, this plays out in everybody's chart in a different area of their lives. But yes, that's exactly what's happening right now.
So how can people tap into that energy of the, almost like the grace of letting that connection to this empowerment and shift in Mars? How can they sort of get curious inside with themselves while we're in this new transition? And how long does it go till?
Yeah, so I'd love to say, we just moved out of a time period that really called us to question what matters to us.
Yes.
And where we want to put our time and our energy and our action. So hopefully you're kind of walking out of that time with some clarity as far as, you know, where you want to act, where in your life, what matters to you, where you maybe want to engage with that like higher spiritual warrior energy. But Mars and Taurus in general is, where do you want to make that like slow and steady progress in your life?
So like embodiment, it's that integration that you were just talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what is your, I mean, as you look at astrology and as you look at the upcoming year, like I want even more of a forecast. I want even more of a, what is your advice for people?
Oh my goodness.
You know, I get right in there.
Yeah, no, I love that. It's really bringing everything home. I mean, I truly want to say it's the dreaming of the new dream for what you, again, you've gone through this time period where there's been this restructuring. There's been this, you know, Pluto came along and burned down structures, took you into the underworld in some sort of way in your life. And I mean, I saw it with all of my clients throughout the year. I mean, I counseled people through more like physical deaths of, you know, loved ones and loss of businesses and, you know, just really potent transformations. But, you know, there was such a beautiful spark of hope in like each of those transformations that I saw. And this is the year to really bring it home. It's the year to say, okay, where was I called to literally like transform? Where did my life like burn down to the ground? And what do I want to create that's new? Mm-hmm. Like, where is my consciousness awakening at this point? And where can I find a deeper level of connection to myself, like to spirit and ownership? And where can I come back to the present moment? It's a year of making things very personal. And I hope that kind of resonates there.
It 1,000% does, because I've been feeling this for the first several days too of the new year of, oh wow, there's a lot of, I'm just going to say it as I've felt it, there's a lot of daggers and there's a lot of like fire arrows being shot around. And it feels like in order to let that energy just move through you, to not get burned and to not get attacked, you have to have time with yourself to connect to your higher self, to bring your soul inside of your mental body, your physical body, your emotional body, to like literally, I've been doing these 10-minute meditations every day. And I just ask and I'm going to put it on the app as well if anybody wants to get it there, but to ask my higher self to just come and be embodied within me. And from that place, I can release all of the things that aren't, that don't serve me, and all of the energies that are out there and around that are being, you know, that are part of this transformation. It's not, I'm not even saying that it's a negative thing. It's just a how I just feel it. It's a very powerful energy that's out there. And I feel like order to stay clear, in order to stay truthful, in order to stay, you know, in your, even in your joy, is you have to have that seated practice with yourself to remember who you are, to remember your divinity, to remember like your power. And, you know, even connecting as well, if there's parts of you that are, that you know are, like I don't really love my to-do lists because I can become obsessive about them, but I know that that's like where I've got Pluto in my chart and like other shit that can make it. So I have to sometimes say like, hey, no, I'm not playing with you today, planet, because that is not something that serves me right now. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
And like, that's your own talk agency to the planets. I think that's exactly, yes. It's your own agency. And I've never really like connected with that before, of feeling that powerful to be able to speak directly to the planets and be like, yo, bro, back off. Or yes, like, yes, come in. I want more of you. I need more of this like wisdom from you to help me move through this energy, which I obviously like, that's why I keep seeing Mars every single night in the sky somehow. And I'm like, okay, you're talking to me. I don't know what you're saying, but I feel you. I'm aware of you. And I just want to put it out there for people listening to just maybe even like open and expand your horizon a little bit in how you communicate with the planets, how you communicate with your higher self, how you communicate with the energy of this year, you know, like where you can activate awareness, but you can also be kind and mindful of yourself and your energy so that you're not walking around like half numbed out, just letting shit penetrate you, when you can really boost and build up your reserves.
Oh, yes. And I think it's so beautiful because we can at the same time ask for divine guidance, yes, while really stepping into our own power. I mean, those don't have to be two exclusive things. And I just want to say too, I mean, I think within this past year, like we had this like thinning of the veil, let's say. Mm-hmm. And it was like spirits came through, dimension shifted, you know, it could get really esoteric there, but we really are in this space now where we have access to a new, like incredibly powerful level of connection. And it's not just connection to the cosmos, it's connection to one another. It's our ancestors, it's our past selves, it's our future vision. But really coming and bringing it home, asking for divine guidance, but also asking for like the personal power and stepping into that to really be able to embody it. That's what's going to like make this future vision happen.
And I think that's also going to give people a sense of not even faith, but just trust in their path. Because the truth is, we are still in quite the shitstorm of this quarantine and everything. And, you know, and living in LA, it's like even more insane right now than it has been. And I feel like, you know, there's so many people that I see who are having even deeper fear and trauma from the news and everything else. And it's very understandable. And then there are people who are like, fuck this, it's just an energy, I'm not going to get it. Like, you know, there's so many sides of the spectrum. The extremes are out there.
Yeah.
And we need extremes, you know, to be able to like see where we want to land ourselves in the equation. But I also feel like this is the time too for each of us to really step into, just as you've said, taking responsibility. You know, it's taking responsibility for our health and our life and our day-to-day activity and our day-to-day wellness and our day-to-day relationships and our availability and our unavailability to others. And to,
amen.
You know what I mean?
For like, sure.
It's, I just feel like this is, you know, you're right. Everything kind of crumbled and crashed for 2020. And I think in 2021, it really feels like it's a new start. It's like starting your foundation, because now what's crumbled is gone. And now you can even, I know a shit ton of people who have moved. You can move, you can move your mind, you can move your home, you can move your energy, like your world, but really give yourself that permission to dream up what is the world you want to live in. Because otherwise, guys, like, you're going to probably feel the energy of resentment and of frustration and irritability and anger. And it's nobody else's fault that you are making those choices and they've made their choices and their choices piss you off. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, we've essentially, you know, I always say, like, these tough things that we go through in life, like when we find ourselves like living in that tough experience of whatever it might be, we're going through an initiation. Mm. And it's, you know, we went through this powerful initiation and it's not the first or the last, you know, that's part of just the human experience, but it's really like this initiation now to this like deeper level of connection with yourself. Like, what do you want? Like, what actual like action steps here? Mars is moving forward, right? What actual action steps do you want to take to be able to create? Like you said, I mean, is it moving? Is it, you know, what energy do you want to move in your life?
Yeah, to just call it in and to ask for divine support. Yeah. So will you leave us with a prayer or a connection for people to tap into as they move into 2021?
Oh, yes, absolutely. My greatest wish, I will say, for everyone that's listening to this, is that you can experience divine love, beauty, connection, freedom, the frequency of freedom that's coming through. And then just an ability to connect to the collective, to dream the new dream for humanity, and to just become a stronger, more embodied human being.
I love that.
Yeah, that's my dream for everybody this year. I mean, we're certainly, you know, we'll continue riding the waves, but, you know, I see a lot of hope. I see a lot of healing and I see a lot of growth coming from it.
That's a beautiful, beautiful way to close. And you embody so much of Mother Mary to me, / Mary Magdalene, like the two together. It's so great. It's so gorgeous. And would you just do like a couple minutes of your blissful energy, love, and healing for the listeners as they grow into this new year and all of its transformation?
Yes, absolutely. So I want to invite everyone to slow down, to drop in, to connect with the earth, to connect with the divine feminine within, to find the spark of creation. Anchor that. To anchor that into the earth. To pull the powerful grounded energies up through your body. Expanding into your sacral center. Up into the heart. And into the crown chakra. The earth is here to support you. Divine guidance is available to you. Thank you. You are loved. You are supported. And you are held. Please relax as you receive this energy healing. Thank you.
Wow. Whew. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm still coming back into my body after that meditation and energy blast from Christine. I am so, so excited to share this year together, and I cannot wait to continue to share the magic and all the vibes with you. Stay tuned as we continue to travel around the world with this podcast, sending you distance Reiki and energy healing from incredible places, lands, humans all across the globe. You are coming with me wherever I go, and I can't wait to share the journey with you. If you guys want more listening opportunities, head over to kelseyjpatel.com or check out my new app, the Pure Joy app. You can get it on Apple or Google Play. Take a peek in the show notes for all the links. And if you want to follow my day-to-day vibes, check out my Instagram at kelseyjpatel or at Magic Vibes for more info about stuff from the podcast. And I look forward to seeing you all again in the Magic Vibes very soon. Take care and be well.